Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Question. What's a growth front? Answer. A big lifeline for new TV services managed or owned by people of color and other unique segments of society. We'll check out this rapidly growing enterprise when AIM co-founder Carlos Santiago joins me next. Also ahead, Comcast and DraftKings and the Sports Betting Zone, our classic trivia question, and Big City Greens hockey returns. That's our show to know. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio, and present on 46 great podcast destinations, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, it's International Women's Day 2024, and tomorrow will be televised. Today's program is brought to you by online grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. 45 beautiful degrees at the top of the hour here in the Big Apple. For the first time in 4 days, the sun is out and it is shining bright. And wherever you are, we hope the weather is great, and we welcome you to the program All About TV's current and future. Great guests coming your way over the course of the next hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone, dial in. When you do, use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we have our chat room business for you, so use it. Simon Apple 04 is the name of the room. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Carlos Santiago from Growth Front, the outgrowth of the Alliance for Inclusive and Multicultural Marketing, will join us live from Los Angeles after these news notes. Comcast Xfinity X1 cable customers are on track to be among the first television viewers able to bet on sports events via their sets. The nation's largest multi-channel operator will team with DraftKings to launch Odds Zone, where X1 subscribers can see updated odds on the live sports events they watch and trigger a bet on that event with a mobile phone using a QR code display on the TV screen. Odds Zones will debut next Tuesday, along with a number of interactive displays connected to the Players' Golf Championship, such as updated leaderboards and player scorecards, hole information, tee times. One note, bets will be permissible only in states with legal betting options and DraftKings sportsbook resources. And we have one quickie for you. Black Twitter, A People's History, will debut May 9th on Hulu. Onyx Collective is assembling this three-part docuseries helmed by Prentice Perry. And that is news notes for today. In this world of television, there are a lot of very interesting trade associations, and one of the most interesting is ANA. It stands for the Association of National Advertisers. Advertisers from Procter & Gamble to General Motors, so many, many more are involved. And an outgrowth of that organization is what we're going to talk about on today's program. It's called the Alliance for Inclusive and Multicultural Marketing, AIMM, or AIM. And 2 years ago, or I should say last year, they launched a project called Growth Front. And that event was in Lower Manhattan. This event took place 2 weeks ago at the City University of New York's Graduate Center in Midtown Manhattan. And joining us to talk about Growth Front, how it's grown, and where it will grow from here, is one of the co-founders of AIM, joining us live from Los Angeles, Carlos Santiago. Carlos, happy to have you here.
It's great to be with you, Simon.
So, Carlos, for those who don't know, what is Growth Front?
Well, the Growth Front are a coalition of brand advertisers and agencies and diverse media coming together to get to know each other, to get to learn about the opportunities and the challenges that are being confronted by diverse media, followed by a series of meetings where buyers and sellers sit together for 20 minutes, understanding what are the content trajectories and content strategies of them on how they can connect brands better with the consumers that they are targeting. So it is really exciting because they continue to go from chair to chair, from booth to booth, and at the end of the afternoon of the 2 days, we have reached over 1,100 meetings that would have not taken place in that short period of time, of course. And this is the catalyst to increasing and moving the needle of investment in these entities.
And that's a big leap up from the first Growth Fronts last winter, where you had 500 meetings. So that is more than double.
Absolutely, absolutely. We doubled the time and almost doubled the number of entities, went from 40 to 75. And the number of buyers also doubled. So it was an amazingly energized 2 days in New York last week.
And one of the statistics that came out from that event, which I covered for Media Village, you can see our report at MediaVillage.com, is that of the 40-plus exhibitors that were there the first time, and many of them, by the way, are emerging television networks aimed at people of color, owned by people of color, gay and lesbian community, and so forth. And correct me if I'm wrong, that those exhibitors had a 34% increase in advertiser spending last year, compared to, I believe it was like 7% for diverse-owned targeted media overall and 9% for diverse for other diverse media. So being there and having the ability to meet face-to-face with these national – we're talking about big national advertisers, as well as some of the emerging ones too that have come on the scene in the last year or so, that to be with them in person, face-to-face, really made a huge difference in terms of how much money they got.
Exactly. It's all about access. And what we discovered last year was that access impacts the connection between what they are right now, most companies were seeing, they're being presented from their ad agency media planners, and where they can take this to really improve in those commitments, to increase their reach to under-communicated audiences through authentic platforms that bring a level of connection that is superior to connecting, to communicating with them via general market media. There's a big difference between communicating and connecting. And this diverse-owned media and diverse-owned targeted media bring that opportunity to advertisers. And as you mentioned, video is key here. 61 of the 75 publishers and entities that we had were, in fact, streaming video. 12 Asian, black, in a number of black that I don't have in front of me, but Hispanic 21, 6 LGBTQ, 13 multicultural. I think the number for a black was like 37. So very, very big, big numbers. And the impact has been palpable of going, you know, five times, achieving five times the growth of all the OTMs among those that participated last year. And we need to do even better, increasing advertising investments in these publishers this year. We want to see a growth of 60 to 85%.
We're speaking with Carlos Santiago. He is the co-founder of the Alliance for Inclusion, our Inclusive and Multicultural Marketing, AIMM, or AIM, and they're the folks behind the Growth Front, which had its second year a week or so ago here in the Big Apple. And he joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour right here on Tamavi Televised. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. Happy to have you with us on International Women's Day 2024. 45 degrees at the top of the hour. We want to hear you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We have three episodes coming your way for sure next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all this very hour, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Coming your way on Wednesday, we will have the executive producer of Manhunt, the new Apple TV Plus historical miniseries about the hunt for John Wilkes Booth, the assassinator of Abraham Lincoln. We will have James Swan. He is the writer of the book that propelled the movie. He's also in the series. He's also an executive producer. And we also hope to offer his latest book, The Deerfield Incident, as a classic trivia prize. James Swanson from Manhunt with us live as our lead guest next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, exclusively here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Carlos, give us the road to getting Growth Fronts off the ground. How long had ANA been looking at doing a process like this?
Actually, not so long ago, we started the planning for the first Growth Front last year, about 3 months before, and we pulled it it over, you know, to start it in before the holidays on 2022, and it took us 3 months to put it together, and we were so excited that here we are again. And look forward to next year going to another location that we can grow, because there's a lot of thirst from and a lot of interest in continuing to expand our growth fronts.
And I want to get to that a little later in the conversation, because there are a lot of networks that weren't at this event that very well could have been had the space. And by the way, City University of New York graduates did a marvelous job in housing the whole event, the way they spaced the booths out, the way they had the auditorium, which was the most terrific place to go. People get in and out very, very well. With this second go-round, was there a message that didn't get in the first time around that you felt was important that did get through to everybody there?
I think that the main message was that this is not about just investing for a social cause of equity, which obviously we know that we have not invested in these diverse audiences in a commensurate way to level to the proportion of the population, but because it creates impact. And on stage we heard over and over from different angles, from different industries, from different agencies, case studies, and true evidence that this works, that the connection that is achieved by going with authentic platforms really connects to a point that lifts brand growth through purchase intent. We have evidence and studies that show that the purchase intent comes from connecting brands in the platforms that are authentic are 30 to 107% higher than those in general market. The same thing for recommendation and the same thing for gathering information. It lifts the company's KPIs in a way that they can accelerate their brand's growth from these audiences.
Mm-hmm. Right now, what is the biggest hurdle or the biggest obstacle, particularly for emerging television networks owned by people, communities of color, gay and lesbian, Native American, et cetera, disabled? What is their biggest hurdle right now to getting ongoing commitments from advertisers, whether they're big or small?
Yeah, it's a great question, one that we continue to pose advertisers. We obviously know that budgets, the way that we allocate budgets are based on reach and the programmatic and the algorithms have been designed to maximize reach. Here we're talking about maximizing share of authentic content, share of a deeper connection. So reach is not as important as the quality of that connection. And we are not set up in our industry to really be able to buy in that manner. And we are changing the norms and changing the thinking about planning media and where to do so to connect to that deeper level of connection with the key consumers that are driving the growth in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Probably the one speaker, the one person that really motivated everybody at Growth Fronts was Rosie Perez. And I've known Rosie for many, many years. She did a fantastic presentation, Women in Cable. Rosie, of course, everyone knows her from Do the Right Thing, all her movie and TV performances, Fearless, A Living Color, et cetera, et cetera. And she was the keynote speaker. And she had a lot to say, to put it greatly, if you will. What do you think was the biggest point that she made there?
Yeah, Rosie always makes a point with a punch and a smile, right? Because she is Rosie. Rosie has been fighting for representation in Hollywood all her career, she speaks from the heart always, and she spoke out to us from the heart when she said that we are the segment that need to get in front and behind the camera on the systemic barriers that exist today, still today, are getting better to be more inclusive and more representative, but still the authenticity of our lives is not woven in the content that is written in shows and Hollywood and opportunities that would let us shine in a way that truly brings us to the true identities that that we bring to society.
One of the points that Perez made, which I think was not expected, was that it's not just about getting ad dollars for content. It's about getting ad dollars to market and promote and publicize the content. As she put it, if not, you're going to be a tree falling in the forest. And who's ever writing the checks in this room, write the checks. And don't just write them, again, for just making the programming. Get the promotion, get the programming publicized and known and marketed and seen.
Absolutely. We know of great productions that don't, you know, you only find through a friend or through, you know, circles of those who know what's being produced in Hollywood, but many of our family members never heard about the voices, the power, the boost to get those great content known. It's not out there the same way that they are for many other things that come out of Hollywood.
There were a lot of very interesting emerging TV networks that were there, and there were some surprise or might be very unusual situations that were not there. And of all the networks I would have thought of that would be there, Allen Media Group, Byron Allen's company, was not there. Was there any chance, was there any thought about getting him involved? Because after all, he had started this whole idea of recognizing minority-owned media with the black-owned media upfront he did for several years.
Yeah, you know, certainly there are media companies that have this achieve a size and a reach that is very inspiring for the startups and the mid-size companies that are emerging. And we concentrated on those because those are the ones that need our help the most. Those that already have upfronts and that have already achieved a high level of reach don't need our help to be introduced to brands and to holding companies. Certainly, they should be invested in bigger ways by brands, but we concentrated the growth fronts in those emerging companies that are really creating amazing innovations in content and in ways to connect with brands. They couldn't do it on their own and couldn't even get the phone answered. That's why we grew them 34%.
Growth fronts. Bronze just had its second annual event here in New York at the State University of New York's Graduate Center. Wonderful location, by the way, in Midtown Manhattan near 34th Street. And we are speaking with one of the co-founders of Growth Bronze and the organization behind it, AIMM, or AIM, the Alliance for Inclusive and Multicultural Marketing, Carlos Santiago. He's with us live from Los Angeles this half hour, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Tommy, I'm with you live on this International Women's Day 2024 edition of the Promo About TV's Current Future from New Weber, York. 45 degrees near the bottom of the hour. Let's hear you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Coming up our next half hour, we'll have our classic trivia question, and we definitely want to get a winner before this weekend is out, maybe by the end of today as well. So stay tuned for that. You can win a whole bunch of prizes if you're first with the correct answer. Also, we'll have our Show to Know, a very popular event on ESPN last year, one of its most unique, involving the popular Disney Channel and its series Big City Greens, is back tomorrow. We'll tell you all about the NHL Big City Greens Classic, bigger and better than ever. And we'll also have a tribute to someone that my parents and maybe some of your parents grew up with. We'll explain a little bit later on in this hour. So, Carlos, where does Growth Fronts go from here? What do you want to see, let's say, happen between now and next year?
Excellent question. Thank you. We know that in order to continue to introduce the Growth Front Class of 2024 to marketers, we need to not just be focused on one day, but have a continued strategy throughout the year. We know that they are confronting issues of technology as issues of continuing to connect with brands, and we want to help them every way we can in an ongoing cultivation of through our diverse media, diverse platforms, diverse marketplace at aimgrowthfront.com. That is where they can continue to meet brands and buyers that were not there. We're going to begin the introduction of additional diverse media for 2025 much earlier. We'll begin bringing them into the Growth Front marketplace as a way to get them ready for the actual in-person celebration at the Growth Fronts 2025. We will have coaching continuing with them all year long. We will have webinars. We will be addressing their issues in a collective way, again, so that we can make sure that there's even greater growth than what we saw from last year to this year. We want to be that 34%. We want to get to 60 or 85% growth, and we think we can do it. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
As you may know, or ANA may know, there are now two organizations that are working with quite a few emerging television networks owned by people of color, et cetera, et cetera. One is the Streaming Innovation Alliance out of Washington, D.C. The other is the Independent Streaming Alliance. Both were formed last summer. Has ANA thought about perhaps getting both of those organizations involved in a Growth Fronts way?
No, we have not met them yet, but we would love to begin discussing what do they do and how they do it and how we can make sure that we are working in not only in an aligned way, but ways that we can accelerate each other's objectives and the growth that we should bring to all these entities that need as much support from the entire industry as we can give them.
Mm-hmm. Another possibility, what about doing a special event for press locally here in New York or in Los Angeles and maybe elsewhere around the country where some of these networks can be showcased to people who can write about them?
Very, very interesting idea, Simon. I love how your mind works, and that is something that we can certainly look at. You mentioned earlier also one of your other recommendations was to understand their content strategy, their content trajectory. So we are, in fact, going to add in the diverse and in the growth front marketplace, each one of these publishers at 75 has a profile, have sizzle reels, but we're going to add to that a short video where they can tell us about their content trajectory. And we were very excited and really appreciative for sharing that recommendation with us.
Yeah. And just to explain to our listeners, when I was at Growth Fronts, one of the things I noticed is that when the panels were happening that featured networks, that the moderators did not ask the network reps, what's your network all about? Where is it going? What content are you, what content are you planning to run this summer, this fall? What's your where you want to go? If you got the ad revenue, do it. And I hope that will be addressed. The other thing is that we are now getting into an era of interactive advertising. We're getting into an era of shoppable ads. You know about Walmart and what they're doing with Vizio, and what they're doing already with Roku in terms of action ads, where you can shop for products and services with your television set, your voice or voice remote. And I'm wondering if that's going to become a focus in future growth fronts or future initiatives by AIM to encourage the advertising community. If you're going to do shoppable ads, don't just do them on mega content services. Don't just do them on any old network. Get these networks involved as well.
I think that that's definitely a priority because, as we know, the connection, the level of connection based on that authenticity that they're bringing being superior than that is achieved in general markets media, and the purchase intent being 50 to 100% higher opens a great opportunity to ensure that this technology is available to them, that their viewers can shop directly. That would be amazing. Great idea.
Again, the project is called Growth Front. It's from the Alliance for Inclusive and Multicultural Marketing, part of ANA, the Association of National Advertisers. If you want more details about the Growth Front and what's up to this year ahead and beyond, here's where you go online, aimgrowthfront.com. That's aimgrowthfront.com, A-I-M-M, growthfront.com. And for more details about the Alliance overall, go to aimmn.net, A-I-M-M, aim.net. Carlos Santiago, the co-founder of AIM, thank you again for being with us. Congratulations on the second annual Growth Fronts. Hopefully much, much more to come from this agency. And hopefully, as a result, we will see many, many more television networks owned by people of color, by the gay and lesbian community, by other unique sectors of society that get the opportunity to be all they can be because of unique and great advertising support.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you. Thank you for bringing it.
You're very welcome, Carlos. Take care. Have a super weekend. Carlos Santiago joining us live from Los Angeles this half hour here on Tawabi Televised. When we come back, our classic trivia question and our show to know, the second annual NHL Big City Greens Classic coming your way tomorrow on Disney Channel, Disney XD, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus. And we'll tell you why it's a show to know and more after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reach over 100 million lists around the world every month and growing. BTR's popular late-night music attraction is back tonight in the nighttime. Check it out tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, in the nighttime, right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, Best BTR always comes your way 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised on International Women's Day 2024. Simon, I'm with you live on this Friday afternoon from New Weber, York. 54 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Happy to have you with us. Thanks again to Carlos Santiago from AIM Growth Fronts for being with us live from Los Angeles. We have some more coming your way before we leave you for a great weekend. And first up, it's our classic trivia question that we introduced at the top of the week. Excuse me. And if you first with the correct answer, we got a whole bunch of prizes coming your way. We've got Lifetime's Women in Rock CD, the Chicago Greatest Hits CD, the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar, free Uber card from AMC Networks, Red Dot Movie Night from Crackle Connect, and two great books, Running the Show, Tells from the Inside by Jeff Melvoin, the Emmy Award-winning writer-showrunner of Northern Exposure fame, and Apocalypse Television, How the Day After, that's the made-for-TV movie that ABC ran 40 years ago, plus How the Day After helped end the Cold War. Well, that could be yours if you know the answer to this question. Who was the voice of Mr. Ed? Who was the voice of Mr. Ed? Yes, the talking horse, of course, of course. Started a syndicated show in the early 1960s and graduated to CBS after a year and ran, I believe, for four seasons on Sunday afternoons. Who was the voice of Mr. Ed? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address. So if you first with the correct answer, we get the prize out to you ASAP. So it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And remember, if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT and Facebook at Simon Applebaum. One more time, the question, who is the voice of Mr. Ed? You know the answer? SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember, if you're a previous winner or a guest in this program, you are not eligible. So get in the game today. Raise your TV trivia voice today. How? Be in and win. Do so, and all the very best. We come back. We'll have our show to know. The NHL Big City Greens Classics comes back for round two tomorrow on Disney Channel, Disney XD, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus. And we'll tell you why it's our show to know after this message from the great people at Sun and Swell. Have you heard about Sun and Swell? Well, let me tell you about it. It is the first online grocery store that has a wonderful line of healthy, great-tasting foods that come to you, yes, you, in plastic-free, compostable packaging. We're talking rolled oats, trail mix, apple pie bars, energy bites, banana chips, nuts, mango, and a whole lot more. And every item, no matter what you get, is 100% vegan, gluten-free, and free of added preservatives or ingredients. So if you are looking for a more planet-friendly pantry, how's that a tongue twister? Planet-friendly pantry. Well, all you got to do is shop Sun and Swell. When you do, you get 20% off site-wide. Just go to sunandswellfoods.com, sunandswellfoods.com, and use the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. 20% off your entire order. Use that promo code TELEVISE, TELEVISED, only at sunandswellfoods.com. Well, now it's time for our regular feature, A Show to Know, where we highlight a program that we think is worth your while to watch, and you might not know about it because it's either not well-marketed, promoted, publicized, or it falls under the radar screen of TV critics and journalists like yours truly. Last year, ESPN decided to do a very interesting alternative telecast to one of its National Hockey League games. It was the Washington Capitals versus the New York Rangers. And what they did was they decided to take the characters, one of the most popular animated shows on Disney Channel, Big City Greens, and animate them live using very interesting tracking technology as the game was going on. They called it the NHL Big City Greens Classic. The animation was live, and it had the characters along with hockey players animated do the puck up and down in the environment of Big City Greens. Well, tomorrow, it's going to happen again, this time with the game on ESPN between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Boston Bruins. The game is going to be simulcast in animated form on Disney Channel, Disney XD, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. In this case, it's going to be real-time virtual recreated animation of NHL players and teams. Again, they're modeled after Big City Green. And it's going to use unique tracking technology that recreates the action on ice live as it is happening. And what will happen is that Big City Green characters are going to skate alongside animated versions of the NHL players. And this time around, there's going to be two tracking technologies. One is NHL-developed puck and player tracking, and the other is optical tracking from a company called Hawkeye Innovations that's going to create more dynamic player and character movement so that you can see and better visualize limb movements, stick movements, and mannerisms. Now also, Brad Marchand and Sidney Crosby, the captains of the Bruins and the Penguins specifically, they will have Big City Green characters coaching their respective teams. Also, The ESPN commentators are going to call the action. Drew Carter, Kevin Weeks, Arda Okal. They're going to wear virtual reality headsets during the game so that they will be immersed into the animated telecast through motion capture, through what they have in their headsets. Also, you will hear the voice cast of Big City Greens. And here's another special feature. There's going to be an animated skills competition at each intermission of the game between the first and second period and the second and third period. It really is amazing. Again, this is another example of how various sports leagues, NFL, NHL, et cetera, are reaching out to younger fans through the use of animated alternative telecasts, like with the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon. So once again, it is the NHL Big City Greens Classic. You can catch it tomorrow, the game live on ESPN, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and the animated telecast on Disney Channel, Disney XD, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. For more details about the program, go to DisneyChannel.com. That's DisneyChannel.com. And, of course, that's where you also find information about Big City Greens, one of Disney Channel's most popular animated hits. You'll find it there regularly on that service. Now, if you have an idea for a show to know, a program that you think is worth the while that more people should know about, well, we want to give it a showcase on this program, and we will if you let us know the deal. So email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. When you do, put down your name, your mailing address, put down also the name of the show you want highlighted, details about what network it's on, and why it should be showcased. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So you got to suggest, and that's how you get the email, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And the sooner you get your suggestion in, the sooner we consider it for an upcoming Show to Know segment. So before we leave you today on this International Women's Day, I want you to know something. If you were to ask my mom or dad, what is your favorite singing duo? I promise you, guarantee you, it would take them less than a second to answer you back. And it's very clear what they would say. Steve Lawrence, Didi Gourmet. For decades, they were the most popular singing duo around. Steve Lawrence, Didi Gourmet, Men on the Tonight Show, hosted by Steve Allen back in the early 1950s here in New York. It was Love at First Song as well as Love at First Sight, got married, and their career skyrocketed, both individually and together. Individually, both of them were gifted singers. They could sing up-tempo songs, ballads, jazz, whatever kind of song you wanted, they could do it. And together, they were magical. They even had their own summer variety show in the late 1950s on one of the broadcast networks. And in the mid-60s, Steve Lawrence had his own fall variety show on CBS. Both of them had great careers. They performed all over the world. They performed all the great spots. Many people thought that Steve Lawrence's voice was comparable to Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett and other great singers of the day. And they performed at all the great venues. And in the late 1960s, they even headlined their own Broadway musical, Golden Rainbow, which yielded the classic song, I've Gotta Be Me, which Steve Lawrence turned into a hit and then a bigger hit by Sammy Davis Jr. And I mention all this because we've got the word yesterday that at the age of 88, Steve Lawrence passed away. He passed away from complications from Alzheimer's disease. And he passed away over a decade after his partner in song and life, Didi Gourmet, passed away. Again, both of them had one of the most sensational career hurdles or one of the most sensational career cycles that any twosome could ever have. They were never out of style. They were never out of season, both individually and together. And if there is a silver lining to the news that broke yesterday, it is that more than a decade after the passing of his wife, that Steve Lawrence and Didi Gourmet are back in the stars among the stars. They've been reunited in song and in the heaven. And that is maybe the way it should be. Of course, condolences to Lawrence's family as millions of followers around the world. And like I said, a favorite of my parents and a favorite of yours, Julie, as well. Well, I want to thank, again, Carlos Santiago from In Growth Fronts for being with us today and all of you for tuning in. We'll be back with a triple header of shows for you next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wednesday, my lead guest will be from the Apple TV Plus historical miniseries Manhunt that premieres a week from today, author and executive producer James Swanson. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our podcasts. They're available on iTunes, iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Zencaster, Audible, Amazon Music, many, many more, 46 in all, as well as on our special website, Vermont Podium, tomorrowbetelevised.com. That's tomorrowbetelevised.com, and our shows will be available for you to enjoy all weekend long. As always, we appreciate your listening, and we appreciate your feedback. We want to know what you think about our program, and more importantly, we want to get your thoughts about where television is at and where it's going. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week, our show to know segment, and other things as well. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Very, very simple to communicate with me that way. Also, you can communicate with me on social media. Facebook and LinkedIn is Simon Applebaum. X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook or LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum. X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, whatever you have to say to me, I say back to you and respond within 24 hours. That's our promise to you, because what you say matters now more than ever, for sure. And by the way, I hope that all of you celebrating International Women's Day 2024 make it the greatest ever. Women are very special in society, and they're not just special on one day. They're special every day. The views expressed in this program are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and other carriers of this program. Andy Cho is BTR's General Manager. Dave Sonnenberg is Content Executive. Website serves on Podium. Guitarist Fakus is our web coordinator. Barbie Televised was brought to you today by Online Grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. Remember, when you go to sunswellfoods.com, use the promo code TELEVISE at checkout and get 20% off your order site-wide. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening up for a fantastic weekend. We're back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spirit Tuna Radio, and all of our web and podcast destinations. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe and great for you and those you love. And remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.